That's right. I guess it's going to be a wild and crazy afternoon, folks. We've got the Jim Medford guy in studio, and he brought along one, two, three, count them, three blondes with you this afternoon, Jim Medford.
That's you travel. How I'm home. That's how
I'm you travel in good company, huh? Okay. All right. And I guess we should introduce everyone. We got Jim Medford. We have Heather Simmons Jones, head of the Partnership Alliance. We have Tracy DeLander here that has made a real difference in what's going on out there at Stony Point by making events and whatnot come together. She's actually been in charge of Woofstock. Okay, and then we have Karen Petty here with us this afternoon. She, of course, she has made it because she has been on the front page of the Index Journal. Yes, that's true. Rolling Stone, Index Journal, you know, you've made it, Karen.
I think they ran out of people.
Well, well deserved, well deserved. You do a lot of good work with the Humane Society, and of course, it's your voice that we've heard on that commercial for Woofstock. So, Jim, you know, how did this likely group of people come together to put together a program such as Woofstock? How did this come about?
Well, Ann, I'm glad now that I'm answering this question when we're actually on air, because I wanted to add to my earlier statement.
A snowy afternoon.
Yeah, it was a snowy afternoon, and Heather and I were snowed in playing cards. I meant to also say Denise was with me, my wife, and Terry, Heather's husband, was with us. So I just, you know, I'm glad we were able to clear this up on the air. But anyway,
but we've already recorded it beforehand, so it really doesn't matter.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Well, anyway, I'm trying to dig myself out, Ann, because it was a snowy day. but anyway, we were snowed in. We were playing cards. Nobody could get anywhere. And I don't know. It just evolved. We started talking, and Heather said, you know, it'd be great to have a concert series. And so we, you know, that lodged in my brain. And then Karen and I and Steve Brown, Councilman Brown, and Councilman Bob Fisher. We were touring various shelters, like in Aiken and Asheville, to look in at feasibilities for building a new shelter here, which we were really excited about.
And well, you're on the committee that is helping put a list together, correct?
That is true, Ann.
Right. Okay. Right. Just so people knew.
That,
yes.
That
okay.
is true. So anyway, we were down in Aiken, and we were touring their facility, and I looked at a T-shirt they had, and it had Woofstock on there, and I thought, wow. So I borrowed the idea from Aiken about Woofstock, then tied it into, obviously, the earlier snowy day conversation about having a concert series. Thus, Woofstock was born.
Right.
And to do a little homework, I went back and watched the original movie Woodstock.
Yes.
And I saw you, Ann.
Did you
were
really?
Second row back in the mud wrestling rink. I saw you. I said, look, there's Ann Wolf and Woodstock. So that's where we are
How
today.
How old was I then?
You were smoking hot like you are now.
Oh,
Ann.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Jim. All right. Well, anywho, this is going on this Sunday from 1 to 7. It's really going to be an awesome event. I actually am very impressed that you're going to hold this on the driving range out there at Stony Point. Now, Tracy, how did that come together? Because I know how particular y'all are about having that golf course most perfect.
We had to give Billy a lot of Snicker candy bars.
A lot of Snickers?
A lot of Snicker candy
he's
bars.
He's the greenskeeper.
He is, yes. He is. But no, he agreed to it, and we're going to rope off the Symetra tournament tee box, so it'll be fine. It'll be fine. So Andy Sikoras graciously donated the stage for us, and Hack and his team is going to help set up, and so we have it all planned out. It's all coming together. It's great.
It is great. Now, how do you like doing all these projects and everything, Tracy?
It's a lot of fun. I'm having a great time. A lot less stressful.
Yeah. Well, I know
we have
that.
A good time.
Yeah, I know you came on board with the Symetra Tour last year, and I guess you probably already have big plans going. If I know anything about Jim Medford, there's already bigger plans going on for this year.
Of course, bigger, bolder, and better.
Okay. What is that phrase he says? Go bigger
or go home?
Go home.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about going home. All right. Well, anyway.
I eventually get there.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, I guess one might ask, why is Heather here other than the snowy afternoon when all this... But part of this program is about Greenwood's Promise, isn't it?
That's right. And Jim didn't support my idea for picking for the Promise, which is what I really wanted.
Picking for the Promise?
But in all fairness, that didn't have as much to do with dogs and cats, and so we found a common name for it. But that's the reason I'm here, is the Greenwood Promise.
Well, you know, I bet a lot of people don't even know what the Greenwood Promise is about because it's been so well kept under wraps.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that you don't want to really start and stop and start and stop. You want to make sure that you're going to be able to get to the finish line once you start the game. And so
one of my questions is, before you get started, does this one have a code name, or is it really Greenwood Promise? Before we get started, because you know our listeners are, you know, they're accustomed to the stuff coming out of the Greenwood Partnership with code names for projects and everything. So is it really Greenwood Promise?
I promise.
It is the Greenwood Promise.
It is. Yes, okay. It is. But that's funny. That's a good question. Now, we're going to talk all on the record today. So,
okay. All right.
Unless you get into some other questions.
Okay. Well, on the Greenwood Promise, what exactly is the Greenwood Promise?
So in 2012, the Partnership Alliance and the Partnerships Foundation started talking about a promise that they would like to make to all residents of Greenwood County, their students, their children, and the employers. And that was a way that we could establish an endowment to pay for last dollars on tuition and fees for higher education attainment. Mm-hmm. So to break all that down, we want to be able to go in through the promise into a kindergarten class, look in their eyes with their parents there and say, you will be able to go to college. It will be paid for if you graduate from a Greenwood County school and you get accepted and go into a program area that will benefit local industry in Greenwood County.
So is that going to be the trades, this type of thing, or?
Right. So there's many benefits to the promise. One of them is the obvious educational attainment for residents, for the children coming out of our schools. But it's also a benefit to the employers because they're having difficulty filling positions. So to your question, the promise will aid students in going to Piedmont Tech, getting a two-year associate's degree in an area that would benefit any number of our existing industries, the biomedical fields and hospital. So those folks that are vibrantly creating jobs here in Greenwood County. And then as it relates to going on for the second part, which would be the four-year program, we will work with the local industry to determine what those gap skills are and the applicable majors. And so in order for them to get that additional funding, they will have to be seeking a four-year bachelor's degree in one of those specific areas. So it's not a go get whatever, like I got an English and Spanish degree, I would not have qualified.
Sure.
For the promise.
Now, my other question.
My
other question is, do they have to stay in Greenwood to utilize this, or is there a time frame, kind of like student teaching and some of the things that are with that?
There are a couple of pieces to the puzzle that we are going to have to seek some, I would say, legal guidance on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That being one of them. There's kind of two trains of thought. Obviously, we want the resource that we're investing, the
sure.
student that we're investing in with our resources, we want them to come back and work in Greenwood. But there's two pieces of that under it. One is there an available position for them?
Mm-hmm.
Did we do right by them in helping them determine an internship while they were in college? So you want that linkage. The second point, which was actually brought up at our meeting today, is you want people to be here that want to be here.
Sure.
So it's a kind of a two-sided look at the coin. One, have an opportunity for them, and two, make sure they want to be here. So the goal would be to have them
sure.
Return to Greenwood and have a successful career here. I'm not sure that we can go into the absolutes at this point, though.
Sure. You know, one of the things that I've always found, though, about people that are from Greenwood, raised in Greenwood, live in Greenwood, is that they love being in Greenwood.
Absolutely.
So I wouldn't think that that would be much of a stretch, but, you know.
They're looking for reasons to be here.
Sure.
And so if we can provide an opportunity for them to have the quality of life and earn a livable wage and raise a family here, they're going to want to do it.
Sure, exactly. Well, that is pretty neat. Hey, we're going to talk about Woofstock. We're talking about three different charities here today that are going to benefit from Woofstock. And when we come back after a word from our sponsors, we will be talking about some of the other. And we're going to talk more about Greenwood Promise, since I think it's actually being unveiled right here on WCRS. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, having a good time talking about Woofstock. It's going on this Sunday, and we needed to assemble this cast of characters to talk about all of this afternoon. And Karen, Woofstock, you know, I guess that has something to do with dogs, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that very short answer. What part does the Humane Society? I understand there's big things happening with the Humane Society.
Every day there's something huge, ever since Mr. Medford has joined our corral of folks, definitely. Well, for Woofstock,
do you keep him penned up?
It's impossible. It's totally impossible. I had always wanted to have an event like this. I never really shared that with anybody. And I got a phone call on a snowy day. I was snowed in at work.
Was it the same snowy day or
a
different
one? Snow.
Winter was bad.
I'm good in the snow,
Ann. You're good in the snow. Okay, all right. On this snowy day.
It all
I remember
started.
Pictures from Facebook last year. Yes, okay.
A lot happened. And so Jim called and said, we've come up with this idea. Mm-hmm. Like in the last 24 hours, and it was since one of our trips to the Aiken shelter. And when he started divulging the details of how it would play out and how it would end up being a benefit for the three charities or projects, I just was tickled, absolutely tickled. And so this is sort of a neat little thing to come about, and I didn't really have to do much, I have to admit.
That makes it even better.
Tracy has been taking the brunt of all the planning, and it's been delightful to just really promote it and be involved in the sharing of it and recruiting people to come out, for sure.
Sure. So how is the new Humane Society coming along here?
The new Humane Society. It's the same Humane Society. We want to be relocated into a new shelter.
Yes.
And that is part of the process that we're going through, working with an architect that has been selected and the land that we talked about that the Burton Center is donating. And so we're really looking to see what we can include in the project, how much it's going to cost, and move forward from there. And I believe first part of next year is when we hope to have something to present to County Council. And there is a committee formed of county representatives as well as Humane Society representatives.
Well, I know this has got to be getting closer to the dream, right?
I'm ready to retire. I'm just going to be one of those people that hang around and don't leave. I'm going to loiter a lot. You'll see me.
They'll call you the cat lady.
They'll have a pen for me, and I'll just camp out in
next
there.
I think you were in one in the newspaper.
I know. Weren't you? There's documentation of it too. Yes. Yeah. It's something that I, of course, been hoping for, and it seemed impossible that it would happen. You know, this has been going on for over 15 years for me, mm-hmm. and there's still people who have been involved with the Humane Society that go back longer than that, that have shared. They're so excited that this is finally coming to fruition, and Jim can attest that this is long overdue, and I'm just thrilled that we have this collaboration with the county and we're working together to do right by the animals in our community.
I was just wondering if having Jim Medford on the committee has helped move it at all.
Yes.
I knew that was going to be the answer, and I had not asked that question before, so I feel confident when I ask that question. He does have a way to move mountains, doesn't he?
He has a way of making things happen. that surprises me almost every day. I get a phone call. Okay, this now has happened. You know, it's like the fast track plan that he lives, and I've never been part of his world until now, and it's very exciting. I have to drink a lot of caffeine just to keep up with him. But yeah, he's a very amazing person, has done lots and lots of good things for us.
Yes, he's done a lot of great things for the community in general. Yes,
wow,
he has. So
awesome.
Yes. Okay, well, we're done now. All right. So now it's going to have three parts of this. It's going to benefit Tracy. Who all is going to get the benefit of this now, of the Woofstock?
The Greenwood Humane Society,
okay,
the Greenwood Promise,
mm-hmm,
and St. Ignatius Prep School.
Now, what is St. Ignatius Prep School?
It is a prep school that Jake Bartley and his family have started.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's a homeschool, isn't it? Yes.
No, it's leaning more towards a Catholic school, but they don't have authorization yet, so we cannot call it a Catholic school yet.
Okay. So. All right. Well, and so this has been, I had notes on this. They have started it this last year.
Correct.
Okay. And where exactly do they meet then? Do you know?
I'm sorry?
Where do they meet? Where does the school actually at?
They have some property out near Hunter's Creek,
mm-hmm,
where I saw a sign.
Okay.
The reason we're doing it is, you know, Jake and does so much. He's, first of all, an extremely talented, very talented musician,
mm-hmm,
from a very talented musical family.
Correct.
I didn't want to leave Hack out. This is a passion of theirs. And when we wanted to get the musical talent that we are blessed to have in Greenwood, when we have a tremendous amount of talent for,
mm-hmm,
a community our size, having that be a part of it got all the musicians willing to donate all their time. So
sure,
we have five different bands playing, donating their time,
sure,
Sunday afternoon to help support all three of these, you know, very, very worthy, necessary community, you know, functions.
Sure. So, and I understand that, if I remember correctly from reading the paperwork on that, that Jake is the music professor there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine that?
I'm surprised.
I really hit him down for math. I guess he's there for music.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, so when people come out there, now you're billing it as a free event, Jim. So how is this supposed to work? Where you're going to raise money?
Well, it's free.
Right.
But, you know, Anne, nothing in life is truly free. To get into the concert without a shock collar around you, we would encourage a minimum of 20 to a maximum of $10 million donation. So whatever's in their heart, they can either make a check out to each charity and each cause individually.
Okay.
Or if they want, they can make out a check to the Medford Family Foundation, and we will divide amongst the three.
But
so,
if you have a preference, you can donate to that one
that's
cause
correct.
That if you'd like.
If you have a preference, you can donate directly to that one cause. But if you want to support all three, then you can make out the check to make it easier to the Medford Family Foundation, and we, in turn, will take all those and just divide them between the three.
Now, let me ask you something, though. I realize that cash is a dirty word, but can you take cash for this?
On Sunday only, from 1 to 7, we will accept cash, credit cards, or
credit
checks.
Cards.
Yes,
okay,
you can also charge this.
Okay.
Only up to $10 million of cash,
right? Right.
That was the cap, right?
Yes, for it's security reasons.
It's got to be deposited in small amounts.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Small, unmarked bills.
There you go.
No, but really, seriously, they can pay via credit card, any major credit card, cash, obviously a check.
So.
But also there, besides, you know, first of all, we've been blessed because the weather forecast earlier in the week was not good, but now it's beautiful. And it'd have to be for a day like today.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be 60-something degrees, sunny. So dress warm, bring a lawn chair, bring a blanket. We also will be selling these great Woolstock T-shirts that Tracy helped pull together. I mean, they're beautiful, short sleeve, long sleeve, different colors. Sizes
koozies.
To fit all.
Koozies.
Okay. We also have the one-day alcohol permit, so we'll be selling beer and wine.
thanks to Sports Break.
Yes, Kevin Prater and the Sports Break for helping support us with that one-day event permit. But now we could do it every day, every Sunday from now on.
Actually, right. You can. Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, let's join South Carolina Radio News in Progress. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. We are going to be, instead of giving this podcast away for free, folks, the entertainment value with the outtakes is more fun than probably what we're talking about here today. So we will be letting you buy this one or view it through PayPal. The link will be on the site. Okay, all right. Well, we have with us Tracy DeLander, Karen Petty, Heather Simmons-Jones, and the one and only Jim Medford.
Wow.
In quite good company here today.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I know. I was saying I was. Yes, all right. I'm pretty lucky. So we've got this event going on Sunday afternoon. Now, the groups that are going to be there, Tracy, who are the groups that are going to be there? And sounds like a pretty varied groups.
We do. We have five great groups, five doggone good bands.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks, Heather. Faye Tered, Ashby Stokes, and Becky Green.
Mm-hmm.
We have Brown Sugar Substitute, Collie Birds, and the Deacons of Swing will be closing.
Tracy, there's been one addition.
Oh.
Just got the text. Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones are all
They are. Well, it is Woofstock, right? Yes,
yeah,
okay. Just saying, okay, all right. Well, that's quite a group, and that'll be going on from 1 to 7, Sunday afternoon.
This Sunday.
Wow. All right, so what else can you tell? You're going to have T-shirts. You're going to have all this kind of good stuff we can buy.
And what about food? T-shirts and koozies. We have food where you have hot dog. Bermuda's is providing for purchase hot dogs and hamburgers. And then we also have Lee's Barbecue.
Okay. So
we have two great venue restaurants.
All right. So plenty full of food. And then I understand that you had to buy an alcohol license, I guess, for one day, right? And, of course, in the future, that will not be a problem. What do you think about that, Jim? What is that going to mean to the lake and to the county being able to have Sunday alcohol sales?
Well, it's huge, Ann. You know, from a economic development standpoint, when Heather and her team were working to get restaurants and possibly even a hotel out by the lake at some point.
I thought that hotel thing was a done deal, Jim. I was there at the Symetra Tour last year. Isn't that a done deal?
It is, and eventually, eventually it will be. It might be Tentville, but no, we'll have. We hope to have something there. But you know, when you're obviously the lake and the county needs to be competitive with what's already happened in the city, and it was, you know, to me, you know, people can make their own judgment whether that's right or wrong based on their beliefs or thoughts. But, you know, we're either all in and we're all out.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't have some part of areas that have it and not, and some that do not, and literally could be right across the street from each other. That's an unfair competitive advantage.
Well, we could take Santa Fe, because Santa Fe came into the city because they were actually in the county.
Right.
Yeah.
And you could take Ruby Tuesdays across the street, who could not, because they were still in the county. So, you know, those things are just, it was not fair and it was not right. But furthermore, you know, when businesses are wanting to come here and the weekends anymore because we're all such busy lives, that's a time when people people have a chance to relax and, you know, after church or whatever the case may be, to go out and just, you know, relax. So
play golf. It's Stony
Point.
Play golf.
You know, what used to break my heart, obviously owning a business at a golf course, was to watch people take beer out of their trunk to play golf at our golf course on Sunday that they bought at another business on Saturday because we couldn't sell it on Sunday. It just there were so many levels, it just didn't make sense. But more importantly, to get restaurants and whatnot to come to the area, especially out in the county and out by the lake, you need to be able to sell alcohol on Sundays. It's just the way it is, unfortunately. Unfortunately.
Well, that's going to make a big difference futuristically. Now, Heather, you know, one of the things that I was thinking about since I have you here this afternoon.
It had to be an approved topic, Anne.
You arrived late. All the topics have been approved by the board before you got here.
Okay.
But truthfully, how is economic development in Greenwood now? I mean, Colgate is supposed to be, what, after the first of the year, they'll actually be starting to gear up?
They will. It's probably going to be towards the end of the first quarter.
Okay.
So a small delay there. Nothing the community could have done differently. Just some things they found in the building once they got in there. So
Colgate is coming.
Yes.
The Walmart on this other end of town is moving at quite a fast pace. Any idea how Walmart's going to build out here?
We actually were not involved with Walmart's selection of that site. So I would be speaking a little bit out of turn if I talked about their timeline.
Oh, okay. Well, they certainly have been moving the dirt out there very fast, I can tell you that.
They've made great progress.
Sure. So what other projects are on the, you know, you can go ahead and give us the code names. I don't care. You know, go ahead. What have you else you got going on out there with the economic development?
I didn't expect you to ask that question at all, Anne.
I told her that she could ask you before you came.
Okay, thanks. Jim was going to answer it for it. You probably would have rather have had Jim answer it than me.
Why don't you tell them about your project?
Yeah, Project Promise. Okay. Yeah. No, truthfully, we are working with about 20 companies right now, so I would say extremely busy. I can't remember a time in my 17 years of doing this where I've had the opportunity to touch 20 different companies at one time. Ideally, we will announce an existing industry expansion this month.
Okay.
So that's something that folks can be looking at on the horizon. A lot of the other projects in that pipeline, most of them are new opportunities for Greenwood County. We kind of set things into different levels, and one of the things we call is a hot list. And there's about six projects on the hot list right now that equate for well over 1,000 jobs in total and over about $1.5 billion, and that's $1 billion of economic investment opportunity. So to get on the hot list, you have to have gotten to the point where Greenwood County is one of the finalists in the site selection process. So your odds are usually at least a fourth. In some of those instances, better than that.
Now, just out of curiosity, you know, we've used up almost all our available manufacturing facilities and everything. What's happening on that end?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked that, Anne. As we reported out at the annual meeting this year, of the projects that requested a site or a building from the partnership in the last fiscal year, we did not have product that met the needs of 46% of those companies. And those are just the ones that actually went through a formal process of asking us to fill out a request for information. We don't even know the folks that got on the website at Commerce or at Upstate Alliance or through the partnership and queried and then said, oh, you don't have it, and never even reached out. So when you don't have 46% of the need, there's a lot of opportunity to fill in some gaps. We have put together several different cost estimates and models on what we would ideally like to have. That would be a publicly owned industrial park. We would like that to be certified, and we would like to have a 100,000 square foot spec building with at least 30 feet on the ceiling height. So we are in the process right now of speaking with our public sector partners about how they might be able to participate in that, talking to the South Carolina Department of Commerce about grant opportunities, and trying to pull together with our utility providers some utility tax credits and other funding streams so that we can hopefully make that a reality.
Well, it's almost going to become a necessity, isn't it?
Well, it's like I said to County Council, I'm not sure that the question is, can we afford to do it? The question is, can we afford not to do it?
Sure. So that's good pieces of information there. And I guess we should talk a little bit more with Jim Medford here on what is going to be happening with the Humane Society. I know you've been intimately involved with this project. So how are you seeing this come together?
Well, the intimacy I usually share with Denise, but in this particular case, on the Humane Society front, it's been an exciting project that I've kind of got pulled in a little bit slowly back in January. And
you mean that picture in the paper when you were taking the dog food over there? Was that how this started?
About that
snowy day.
It was really cold.
That was another snowy day.
Right?
Yeah, there it was. You're absolutely.
I think you were on the front page of the paper
doing that. I think I had the same suit on that day.
I remember that picture, yes.
But anyway, yeah, it was about that time, man. But you know what? What I've enjoyed most, and I'm involved in a few things, but the Humane Society has really become very near to my heart, and it's because of Karen and her staff and her team, and of course Heather and the Greenwood Promise too, and Tracy, my beloved sister. But anyway,
and what am I?
And chopped liver.
I feel like it.
You are not. You are right there at the top of the list. But you know, they're such a dedicated, committed group of people, and what I saw that I what little value I could bring there was just trying to get a business plan and a strategy involved to move what was desperately needed forward in some form or fashion. And you know, there's been a lot of things that have some work has been put into, but there's been a lot of things that have just fallen in place as we've gone through this. And you know, We are right on the cusp of getting this finally done after all these years, and it does bring, I know it brings a tear to Karen's eye, but mine as well, and all the other volunteers and all the other people that are involved in the Humane Society Board to finally see something taking place. So an architect was approved and hired by the county. We have a committee formed of county council members and Humane Society members, and then myself as an advisor, if you will. And we've toured other facilities. We know what needs to go into the shelter to build it right. And that's what we call the committee, the Build It Right Committee. And then I was inspired one day heading over to the State of the Greenwood County, State of the City function out at Piedmont Tech. And I pulled in and I had a meeting with Jimmy Burton. And here we both are in suits. Just talked about, you know, what a therapeutic cemetery in life it would be to have land next to the Burton Center, a la the Equestrian Center. And so we both, he goes, come here, I got something to show you. So we get in the car, in his car, and we drive over there, and I mean, the weeds, you know, woods and weeds on the other side were, you know, up to your waist, and neither one of us wanted to walk in there with suits on, but we stood there, and we both just talked about what we were looking to do, and we both got misty-eyed over, you know, what the possibility would be, and I you know, to Jimmy Burton and the board of the Burton Center has agreed to donate the 10 acres to have the shelter to be positioned next to the Burton Center, and what a great opportunity it is for human and animal alike to be able to help each other. So we're excited about that. So that obviously helped the funding aspect quite a bit to have land donated. And we've had some other offers from other industries to help get the shelter built. And so we're going to go through the draft process. We have to sit back with obviously the county council and walk them through what the feasibility and proposal and what the estimate to get it built will be. And God willing, I think the county council knows and their hearts are right to try to get this done. So we'll find common ground and God willing start to see a shelter built sometime hopefully within the year.
Within the year.
Hopefully. Wow. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Okay.
County Council, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yes.
County Council, are you listening? Hopefully. Yes. Okay. Well, this is terrific because it has been a long time coming. So this is awesome. Hey, I tell you what, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to wrap this up and see what other trouble we can get into. Again, the outtakes will be available for purchase. Do get your PayPal account ready. We'll be right back.
Does this make sense? We buy your gold, diamonds, jewelry, coins, sterling silver at the highest prices, paying extra for fine jewelry and quality, and we're always buying your diamonds and colored stones too. But we sell at the lowest prices, from diamonds to gemstone jewelry to sterling silver pieces and antique and estate jewelry. Always lowest prices for quality jewelry. See us today, Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6613.
No, Terry, we're not done. We're still right here live on the air. Yes, we are. People are emailing in their comments and questions to those participants here today. Yes, we have Heather Simmons-Jones. We have Tracy DeLander. We have Karen Petty and the one and only Jim Medford and yours truly, Ann Eller. So we've been, I hope you've been able to follow this. There's been a lot of crazy stuff going on, but the big thing is, now, is there any particular dress that is required for this? I mean, are we looking for Woodstock type apparel?
Nudité.
Nudité? Now that I'm scared about.
Wow. Our attendance just went up tremendously on that comment.
I'm sure it did, yes.
It's going to be 60 degrees, roughly.
A little chilly.
A little chilly.
Well, for nudité. 60,
yeah, for nudité.
Yes.
Might be a little chilly. Remember that Seinfeld episode, guys. But anyway, and, you know, it goes from 1 to 7, so as you get later into the day, it's going to get cooler. So, just very comfortable, whatever you're comfortable with, jeans, sweaters, sweatshirts.
Tie-dyed shirts.
We're going to be selling the Woodstock T-shirts.
But I haven't seen one, but okay.
Yeah, well, they're awesome. You see the logo with, you know that nice logo, by the way?
Yes.
Tracy, tell them about the logo, but I got a question for you, Ann.
Okay.
On these awards, on these awards that you numerously have, I mean, you put up a whole new trophy case in here since the last time I was here. How many do you have now?
I have a few.
How many's a few?
A few, I don't know, five maybe.
Wow,
no,
that's not bad. Five
not
top
bad.
Radio station awards.
Yeah.
Well, we just added sixth one from being on here today with you, Ann, because you are number
one
in our heart.
We will turn that one in for the comedy routine show.
But
how about that?
Look at the T-shirts.
Oh, there they are. They are bright, very bright colors.
Well, let me tell you about the logo since Tracy didn't grab the microphone away from me. if you go to the original Woodstock logo, it was a guitar with a bird sitting on so we have the guitar with a little puppy sitting on it. So
those are going to do well. Those are going to do very, very well. How much are the T-shirts now? Do we know?
Short sleeves, $20 plus tax. Long sleeve, $25 plus tax.
Okay.
And the koozies are $5 plus
$5.
Tax.
Okay. So.
And all proceeds go back.
To the three charities.
Okay. So now, and also, I guess you'll be taking credit cards for all these purchases, so you don't have to bring cash, right?
Credit cards will be at the donation table, the T-shirt table, and the bar and grill.
Okay. All right. So no problem. Just bring your debit card, credit card, whatever you'd like to bring, and have a good time. Now, Karen, you made a very good comment but while we were off the air. What were you saying about the fact if you could go just enjoy music and party down that you would be for type event?
I like to jig. if I could go to an event that all I have to do is eat and drink and have fun and listen to good music and be contributing to charities,
right?
What better?
It's a win-win.
It's all the guilt I would feel from eating and drinking would be out the window because I was doing it for good causes.
Right. So that is a pretty awesome thing. Now, I guess... one thing, though, that everybody needs to know is that even though this is Woodstock, we don't can't really have any pets there, can we?
Jim's going to have a collar and a harness, and he'll be the token pet.
Actually,
he is a pet.
Actually, we were going to talk to Karen, so we might as well do this live and on the air, that if she wanted to have, we have a little pop-up tent and a table, and if she wanted to bring a couple of the animals that need to be adopted, we could have them there. So if you want to
Okay.
Look at some adoption opportunities. Sunday, they will be there as well. But for the safety of the pets, because there's going to be hopefully a very, very large crowd here, and there'll be music and loud music and things going on, and soft romantic music, any type of music you want to listen to. but anyway, it will be best. You know, we just can't have, 1,000-plus people and pets all out there at the same time. That would be kind of a handful. So, but the Humane Society will hopefully have, some animals that are desperately in need of a good, loving home on display.
Well, I'm glad we got that clarified right here.
And thank you.
You're welcome.
You're a broker, too.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, now, one other thing. Is one band at a time, or are you going to have more than one band going on? How does this work? Can anybody tell me? Tracy?
We're going to have one band at a time.
One band at a time.
So then there'll be about a 15-minute turnover in between the two bands. That'll give Jake an opportunity to talk about St. Ignatius, Heather about the Greenwood Promise, and Jim and Karen about the Humane Society.
Okay, so that will be great. Now, we are almost out of time, but we are going to hold this over for just a couple of minutes because there is something very important we'll need to talk about. But this is the deal. Sunday, November 9th, 1 to 7, the way out to the links at Stony Point. It's going to be a beautiful afternoon. You're going to want to be there. It's going to be the event that if you don't go, you're going to say, I missed it, and you're going to be sad. So why not put that on the calendar today? 1 to 7 on Sunday. Going to be a great, great time. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. You know, it wouldn't be right to have Jim Medford sitting right here with us and not find out the future of the Symetra Tour. I mean, it's only, 5 months away, 4 months away? There's stuff going on, I understand.
And it may be 5 months away, but it's tomorrow as far as our planning purposes are concerned. You have to raise the bar, right? And so we went from go big or go home last year to bigger, bolder, better this year. We're stuck on the B's.
Right.
But anyway, what we have done this year is we're now bringing in stars of the LPGA Tour along with 18 of the Hall of Famers, including Nancy Lopez. So we're going to have people all in Greenwood, South Carolina. First time ever, all three tours are going to be in one area at one time. So we're going to have people like Stacy Lewis, the number one female golfer in the world on the LPGA Tour. Morgan Pressler. We're awaiting confirmation, but it's looking good for Michelle Wee and Paula Creamer. So you guys out there that like those pink outfits, Paula Creamer looks like she'll be here. We have Nancy Lopez guaranteed. We have Beth Daniels, Betsy King, Meg Mallon, Amy Alcott, Jan Stevenson's for you guys out in the crowd that might be slightly older.
It's one of your favorites, isn't it?
I did have the privilege of playing with Jan. It was a blind draw. I don't know how I ended up with her, but it was good.
It was a blind draw.
But anyway, they're all going to be here. And then we've partnered with Lake Connect Greenwood. We are going to be the May Lake event out on hole 13 where we're building stadium seating around the whole green. We're going to have two tiki bars down there, including now Sunday with the Sunday alcohol sales being passed. We're going to have a disc jockey down there to control the music up and down for the players respectively. CenturyLink is sponsoring the caddy races like they have on the PGA Tour out in Arizona for iPads and whatnot. We're going to have probably 500-plus boats or more anchored out there, and we're going to have a band on a barge out in the middle of the Lake Greenwood outside of our hole 13 for an evening for a musical concert on that Saturday night.
Fireworks. I knew it.
Yeah, fireworks. I guess we are now that I said it.
Thanks,
Ann, because that wasn't quite yet ready, but now Jimmy Penley, Pendon? Payton.
Yes.
Jimmy Payton. Sorry. We'll have fireworks out there.
Good.
And we're going to have Lee's Barbecue out, selling barbecue off of barge out there as well, too. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have Grits and Groceries back again. They'll be out near there. And we're going to have parking inside the gates of Stony Point this year. So
people will be able to come and go.
They'll come park right there, and we'll have nice shuttle carts to take you right down to hole 13 if that's where you want to sit. Or just up at 18 where we'll have the stadium seating again, or just anywhere else you would like to go. So it should be a great time, and we're really looking forward to it.
Wow. So that is going to be another huge event out there. You know, I think that I hope that this afternoon you've learned some good information. Greenwood's Promise is getting ready to be a huge part of our community. Heather, I know that it's taken 2 years to put it together. You certainly, though, sound like you are just about ready to kick this off.
Yes, we hope so. We are, with the feasibility analysis just being completed last week, we are looking at next steps and hope to start the fundraising process in the next 2 months, and we'll be off to the races. Once we get through that process, the goal is to be able to actually fund students graduating 2016 in that June class for the fall matriculation at college. So. Wow. Fall 2016 would be the first Greenwood Promise class.
Wow. So that's really coming up pretty quick, isn't it?
Well, you know, when you start thinking about how time flies, I mean, I can't believe I've been here over a year. It will be here before we know it. So everyone, open your heart and open your pocketbooks, yep, and support us all this coming Sunday, and also support the Promise going forward, because it will be an opportunity for every single student that wants to better themselves, and that's a rare opportunity for us to be able to use words like every and all.
Absolutely.
And every business locally too.
Yeah, for every employer to be able to know that workforce is on the way and meeting their needs, and that they are part of the conversation is extremely important.
Absolutely. Well, Tracy, I know you've worked hard. Are you ready for this event, Tracy
D-Lander?
We
are ready.
You're
it's
ready.
Be the cat's meow.
The cat's meow. Okay. All right. Well, listen, Karen, I know you're excited about this. It's time for it to happen.
Which one? What?
The event.
The Woodstock with the cats and the dogs and everything and the fireworks.
Yes, I know you're excited about it. Yes.
Hi, Trace.
There you go. And
we are stalkers.
We have admirers out there.
I'm very excited. I am, like Jim shared, the weather was really a concern a week ago because it was snowing almost less than a week ago.
So we
had a phone call and we were like, oh boy. So the fact that it has turned totally around. Yeah, snow days are phone days.
Yeah,
phone days. That's right. Well, listen, everybody, make sure you're out there Sunday afternoon. The links at Stony Point can't be a better place to have this event. It is going to be on the driving range out there. Greenwood Promise, St.
Ignatius.
There you go. Thank you very much, Tracy. And, of course, the Humane Society. Get out there and support all of them, because it betters you and it betters our community. That's going to do it for me. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Y'all, thanks for coming out today.
Thanks for having us.
All right. We'll be selling those outtakes, as I said. Bye-bye, everybody.